This is the one way. First, we try to calm down our mind. Then, we can observe it. This is easy. But the disadvantage of this technique is this attitude or this view can arise automatically that if we want to observe our mind, then mind should be calm. Mind should be slow down. Otherwise, we cannot watch it. So, we are expecting calmness. We are expecting slow mind. I think 99% of meditators, they have this expectation. Slow mind. Slow movement. Slow mental movement. They think that's the result of the meditation. If their mind is slow, then their meditation is successful. If it is fast, then meditation is not successful and not easy to meditate. Then we try to do so many techniques to calm down our mind because we attach to the calmness and we are resisting to the wandering mind. See how we creating grasping and rejecting. One can meditate on their wandering mind. Maybe we cannot observe each thought. Maybe we cannot be aware from thought to thought because it moves fastly, rapidly. That's okay. Just try to be aware about mental state. Just feel what kind of mental state that you are experiencing at the moment. Are you restlessness? Or are you happy? Are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you feel boring? Whatever. Learn to observe the state of mind rather than going to see each thought. Also, we can be aware about the time. Time means, am I living in the present with these thoughts or am I living in the past with these stories, with these memories, or am I living in the future with these fantasies?